and financially. The birth of a baby boy did nothing towards staying the downward spiral. When she finally took the baby and left, I locked myself in the house and stayed drunk for a month. The next 2 years were simply a long, drawn-out process of less and less work and more whiskey. I ended up homeless, jobless, penniless, and rudderless as the problem guest of a close friend whose family was out of town. Haunting me through each day's stupor, and there were 18 or 19 such days in this man's home, was the thought, where do I go when his family comes home? When the day of their return was almost upon me, and suicide was the only answer I had been able to think of, I went into Ralph's room one evening and told him the truth. He was a man of considerable means, and he might have done what many men would have done in such a case. He might have handed me $50 and said that I ought to pull myself together and make a new start. I have thanked God many times in the last 16 years that that was just what he did not do. Instead, he got dressed, took me out, bought me 3 or 4 double shots, and put me to bed. The next day, he turned me over to a couple who, although neither was an alcoholic, knew Dr. Bob and were willing to drive me to Akron, where they would turn me over to his care. The only stipulation they made was this: I had to make the decision myself. What decision? The choice was limited. To go north into the empty pine country and shoot myself, or to go south in the faint hope that a bunch of strangers might help me with my drinking problem. Well, suicide was a last straw matter, and I had not drawn the last straw